this? Or is it... Do you hear that?
A click or something.
That? No, you don't.
Yeah, I need to... Yeah, okay, I closed the... minimized the IRC window because it was interfering with the audio.
So, hello. I'm Mike.
You're Mike, right? So this is Modulus.
Yes.
As you know. What time is it there in Canada now?
It's 1:53.
Right, so it's...
It's almost 2 o'clock.
Hmm.
It was nice today.
You had a good day.
It was unusually warm.
Right.
There's a hot wind blowing.
How warm is warm? Just for comparison's sake.
Well, I mean...
Right. At least it wasn't freezing, right?
Well, no, it was above freezing, and there was a warm wind
right
whipping in, as opposed to when I was a little kid, and it was the same every winter, like in the 80s.
Right. Yeah, here it's this winter is coming out. Well, autumn, I should say, it's coming out quite warm for now. But we'll see about the winter when it comes.
We used to have more. It was colder. It wasn't colder, but it was like the temperature didn't change so rapidly from like day to day as it does now.
Yeah,
we didn't get ice rain.
Yeah, I think it's the same here. It used to be sort of more regular, and the rain would all come in the winter and the sun would all come in the summer, and now it's a bit more messy.
Yeah, and because of our position here with the Rocky Mountains, basically a wall on one of our borders here in Alberta. I don't know.
Is it a windy place?
It can be. It's windy in places.
Uh-huh.
It's not windy everywhere.
Right. But it can get windy.
There was an issue today down in southern Alberta with heavy winds, like 130 kilometers an hour.
Oh, that's pretty strong, yeah.
They had to shut down downtown Calgary.
Right. So where are you driving today?
Well, it wasn't windy here.
Right.
I'm quite...
So it didn't
somewhat
affect...
north of Calgary.
Right.
Hello. I love it when Calgary gets bad weather, but we don't here in
Edmonton. You like other people to have a miserable time?
I don't know. There's like a rivalry.
Right. So what have you been up to today?
Today I went to work, did my job.
Right.
For the second day in a row, I've slept about 4 hours in the last 2 days.
Oh, you must be very tired.
I'm tired, but after a while it kind of triggers over into.
Yeah.
I mean it. Eat, whatever. Tomorrow's my day off.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sleep in tomorrow.
When are you going to have a day off? Do you know?
I have Mondays off.
Right.
Every Monday.
Okay, so that's
in theory
today, right?
Well, shortly. To me, it's still Sunday.
I guess, yeah, to me it's Monday morning.
I'll wake up and it's Monday morning. So what time is it down there?
It's about 10, let me see. It's 9:57.
And where are you exactly?
Northwest Spain. Relatively close to the Portuguese border.
Okay. When you say that, I'm picturing a map in my head. I've never actually been there, so I don't really know what it
Yeah, I
looks
guess it's hard to relate in a way. I have never been outside Europe either. I've
like.
been to a few places in Europe, but never outside Europe.
People in Europe, at least, they have a lot of neighbors, so they're exposed to a variety of different cultures, whereas here in Canada, not so much.
Right. But then you have people from quite a few places there, right?
People that move here and retain their heritage, but when you move to Canada, you're becoming Canadian.
Right.
I don't
So,
know.
yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, I see
That
that.
much, that much I can see. You probably know, it's probably easier for you to visualize Canada than it is for me to visualize Spain.
Could be. I think when I think of Canada, I don't have much differences from the US because it seems that there are more things in common than things that are different. Although there are some differences as well, but.
I think it's, well, I mean, we're similar, but it's the differences that make the difference.
Right.
I don't know, Canada doesn't really have a choice but to be similar to the United States.
I guess not much of one, yeah. Too close and too much border. So
Yep.
did you visit the US?
I've been to the States. I don't know, it didn't seem really strangely different.
So
I
how
encountered people and they were normal people and they were similar.
Right. So how do you like it? Do you prefer Canada or
Well, of course I prefer Canada.
I suppose I should have guessed.
I don't know, Canada's a newer country, a younger
Right.
country. We had the opportunity to do it right. Did we? I don't know, but I think we did it. It's different than many countries.
Yeah. It doesn't have a lot of history, I suppose.
Not really. We're still
Which can
making
be a
it
good
up as
thing.
we go. I think
Right.
that people, everybody thinks that they have freedoms in their country or whatever,
Yeah.
but if you, I think Canada's up there.
Right. Could be. Seems to me that Canada is a decent place to live from what people say. Of course, it's a very big place with very few people, which I think has to help a bit.
Well, the very few people part helps a bit on its own.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, we have resources.
Yeah, a lot of land. Although I guess much of it is sort of frozen wasteland, but still.
Well, actually, not much of it is. There's quite a lot that isn't.
Right.
There's, I mean, the frozen wasteland part, that's still for history to decide, I guess, whether Canada owns that or not.
Oh, I see. You mean the North Pole and all that stuff.
Not just the North Pole, but where Canada lies in relation to the North Pole.
Right.
I mean, when inevitably the maps are gonna have to be edited. Canada's not a superpower.
Yeah.
The United States likes to think that they fight for us, but they don't. They fight for the United States.
Yeah, of course.
They won't let, they will never su support the Canadian control of that.
So you think they? Oh, yeah, that's an interesting effect.
Well, no, they. Well, currently they stress that it should be a free and open international
Right.
passageway.
So they don't want it for themselves either.
Well, actually, they do.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you look at a globe, there's not actually that far away from the other side of the world.
Like Russia and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
China.
Norway, maybe.
It's kind of interesting because they seem to have a similar. Well, gonna have another toke off my pipe here for a second.
Okay, go ahead. You're smoking weed. Right.
Burn them off. Damn good. I'm good now.
Right. I think it's better to do the interview another day, though, right?
Well, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of days.
I'm not you. I'm not. I drink. I like to drink, but I'm not usually. I like to drink, but I'm not usually this drunk.
Right. So today is special.
Well, tomorrow's my day off.
Right, I
My
see.
one day off of the week.
So you take your chance to have a bit more than usual.
I mean, I would usually, but I mean, after all, I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
But yeah, you have to drink responsibly.
Yeah, especially if you drive professionally.
I can sleep in tomorrow.
Yeah. So, how come you both drink and smoke? Isn't it enough with one, do you think? Or do they go together
Well,
well or something?
they're different things.
Right.
You could have one or the other.
Right.
I think they go well together. I think that for me, the weed sort of counteracts the drunkenness a little bit.
Right. I
I mean,
see.
if I hadn't just smoked weed continuously all night long, I don't think I would be making much sense to you right now.
Right.
It would be difficult to talk.
Yeah.
More difficult.
I see. Most of my.
And vice versa, and by the same token,
Oh, if
weed
you
kind
only
of
get
make
weed.
we booze also helps the weed because
Right.
it makes you a little I don't know, anxious, whereas booze eliminates that. Yes, they work well.
Right. That's funny. Most of my friends who smoke weed don't drink when they smoke weed. But I guess it changes from person to person, maybe.
If you're going to do either, you might as well do both.
Right. Fair enough. Once I was with some friends and we were smoking, and one of them started fainting because of the smoking. And it was pretty scary actually, because she would.
Like an asthmatic sort of reaction?
No, it's just she,
Not
we were
oxygen?
kind of crouching on the floor, right? Because we were using a pipe, a water pipe. And when she tried to get up, she would just like lose consciousness and fall.
Maybe she was narcoleptic.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was pretty fucking scary actually. And
Well,
after that,
that's not a normal
it's not a normal
effect of
reaction, no.
weed.
No. But that was more or less when I decided that I wasn't going to smoke anymore. Which I haven't since.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't mourn if I had for it if I stopped smoking it.
It's I'm sure that it's not the normal reaction and that it's not very likely to happen again, but it just sort of made me aware that.
For me, it's like time slows down a couple of the tempo slows down a little bit. So, and you focus on more. Or whatever, you focus on more on whatever.
Right.
I smoke quite a bit less than weed than most chronic weed smokers do.
Do you take it every week or every day or?
I do smoke it every day, but I don't know. I
Oh.
work long hours. I have to get up early. I don't smoke it until I get home.
Right.
So probably have a small pipe in terms of the bowl size pipe. I don't know. Not much.
Right, small amount.
I've never actually weighed it, but
D
it's
does it make you hungry?
no.
Yeah. Many people seem to have this reaction that it makes them want to eat.
It stimulates something, but it's not necessarily a desire to eat.
Right.
I don't know. It's a pretty. In terms of the pot battle in the States, the medical marijuana thing is kind of a pretext to, but in reality, people should just be able to smoke it if they want to smoke it, shouldn't they?
Fair enough, yeah. At least if they are not harming anyone else, sure. I think maybe for people who are doing dangerous jobs, it's a bit dangerous, maybe, but for most people, it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, some you shouldn't be smoking pot doing dangerous jobs.
Yeah. Like construction work or something like that, I
But
think it would be very bad.
driving a car, I don't think it really affects you.
You don't think
Maybe
so?
I think accidents are caused because people don't know how to drive. And all you know what I in all this hype about the distracted driving,
Yeah.
all this legislation that's been passed in various jurisdictions, at the same time, the car has a fucking screen on it that people are just staring at.
I see what you
Why?
mean.
That's not distracted driving?
Right, for all the GPS and all the gauges for the things and
Yes.
yeah.
I despise GPS.
You do.
I've been driving these vehicles for quite a while. I've lived in the city my whole life. It's grown a lot. There are areas that I don't 100% know where whatever Crescent is, but I have a paper map. I look it up in the index. I flip to the map. Boom. I can see where I'm going.
Right. What about if you are
The
far away, though?
GPS, it's not that as accurate as what you would come up with if you actually routed yourself.
Right.
And it is silly at sometimes, but that's not the worst part. The worst part is that you're sitting there staring at this fucking
Yeah.
GPS. You have no, you're driving down the road and you have no idea where you are, what you're doing. You don't have a plan. You're just staring at the GPS.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It's unhealthy.
I guess it can be
I
very
when I
distracting
say I
for
hate
people.
it, I'm not really just joking that I hate it.
So you obviously you never use it then.
Well, that's my advantage is knowing the city as well as I do, but knowing foreign other cities, I don't use it either.
Right,
I
right.
use the map book and my eyes to read road signs and glance at the map book and you kind of know where you are.
Yeah. Do you ever have to ask people about how to get to a place or?
Never.
Right.
In fact, I hate asking people for directions. These people give poor directions.
Yeah, people can be very confusing trying to.
They have no idea where they are. Customers, when it comes to customers in my years of furniture moving, many addresses that I've had to go to and get the info on how to get there, I just tell them, just give me the address. Do you know where you live? Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because their directions are often off the wall, incorrect and confusing.
Yeah, people, if you ask two or three people, they will give you completely different directions as well.
You still can't beat the map book.
Right.
At least here.
Yeah.
It's not always accurate either, even though it's up to date. There's a few instances where I've noticed the map is wrong. Roads don't go quite where they're supposed to go. Because of course, when they were planning it, they submitted that, but then they, for some reason,
They had to
didn't change
change
it
it or
that way.
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's more responsive than the GPS,
Right.
especially here. Maybe it works better in some places.
I hear that it depends a bit when, like, how often they update it and stuff like that.
But I mean, even if it worked well, instead of sitting there staring at the GPS, I'd rather just like
Yeah.
know where I'm going.
At least it must give you more confidence to have some.
The GPS, the reliance on the GPS, the person never actually learns where they are or
Yeah.
has any idea of the relation to where they are, and they're continually reliant on the GPS because they never actually learn it. If you actually just look at a map and road signs, then you have a once you go there, you ha in your mind you know where you went and how to get back.
Yeah.
People don't want to people are all too happy to be coddled.
Well, perhaps they have more important things to do or more, like too little time to spend
No.
on learning roads or.
Pulling their pants up. I know it's hard and time consuming. If you give people an excuse to be an infant or whatever, to feel entitled,
Right.
they will happily go for it. And who wouldn't? I don't blame people for doing that because
Right.
they don't know any better.
If you could, would you forbid GPS?
No, of course not. If people want to use GPS, go ahead.
Right.
I just think it's a bad. Not it limits a person.
Right. Have you talked to Sully about this since he is involved with that kind of thing?
I don't know, I've mentioned it in the channel a few times,
Right.
ranted about it at times. He has mentioned things, but nothing specific.
Right.
I don't know, it's a. That's his job, and that's what he does, but it has no real bearing on that.
Yeah.
So it's like four, what is it? 4:20?
What the time?
Yeah.
Didn't you say one something?
I said two. Well, it's 2:20. What? Was it one?
I thought.
Couldn't have been 2 hours.
No, it hasn't been 2 hours. It has been maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Yeah. No, it's 2:20 a.m.
2:20.
So it's in reality what in Spain?
It's 10 here, 10:20.
10. 10:20. Yes, it's 2 hours away.
Yeah, 2 hours going like that would be very strange. Yeah, I'm drinking some mint for breakfast.
Mint?
Yeah. Well, mint tea, whatever.
There's no caffeine in it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I could wake up without caffeine.
Well, I woke up quite early today, actually, around 5:30, because my sleeping rhythm is fucked as usual. So I went to bed very early and I woke up very early.
That's because of the internet.
That helps a lot, yes.
That's because people are in different time zones. Old. There's always somebody in some time zone.
Yeah. It doesn't help me to keep the schedule to the
I
day.
found that if I, whenever I totally indulged in that,
Yeah.
I wanted to feel like I was going to bed at 4:30 5 in the morning.
Right.
But it eventually did settle on this routine.
Right. So it sort of moves
I
you
don't know if
closer
that's.
to European time zone.
I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah.
Move me closer to the international date line.
Yeah. Yeah, for me it varies. Sometimes I end up going to bed very, very early and waking very early, and sometimes it's the other way around. It's difficult to stick to a schedule when there is basically no need to, because what I'm doing now,
Well,
I.
I have no choice but to get up and go to work in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I have privilege of driving the truck, so I can't even really skip work if I wanted to,
Yeah.
or could get away with it
Yeah.
because here I am with the truck. I have a real hard time with that, but I've always been chronically late.
Oh, I see.
And probably more sick days than many people. I probably don't sleep as much. I mean, I've slept 3 hours in the last, since the last couple of nights, my time.
You should sleep, man, for
I
like
was
twelve
really
hours or some
tired.
shit.
I was really tired, but I stayed awake too long, and eventually I meant, drinking, blah, blah,
Yeah.
blah. I was really tired before I had a couple of beers.
Right.
It made the fatigue go away, or at least it made it appear to go away.
Right.
Well, as far as that goes, it's better to be addicted to alcohol than to heroin or something.
Oh, that much is true, yeah. Yeah, that would be very difficult for you to get it and to stay healthy.
I've noticed a phenomenon as I've grown older where more of the people that I become friends with are also alcoholics.
So you think there's some kind of affinity of a sort?
Of course, we can both drink together.
Ah, fair enough.
Provide excuses for one another.
So, do you have many friends outside IRC?
No, I would say I'm not the kind of person who easily makes friends or who easily forgives perceived slights.
I see.
Or, I mean, I don't know. I think I go above and beyond in terms of my conduct with people, and I'm not here to be a target for people.
Right.
Or whatever. See, if I had been typing that, I might probably wouldn't have said it like that.
Right. Well, it's different when you are typing, I guess.
Was very, very different. It's almost entirely unrelated mentally from speech. Well, I mean, not entirely, because it
Yeah,
is, it's
still.
words.
You do come across quite differently in spoken form than through the channel.
In what way?
It's hard to describe, but maybe calmer. Maybe you seem calmer when
I
you are
seem
speaking.
calmer.
Yeah. Yeah, in the
Well, now,
title you seemed a
next
bit
time
more
when you
frantic.
see me, well, when you next time you read me in the channel, then you'll hear this voice talking.
Yeah. That's quite
And
funny
then
because
maybe I'll seem a little less frantic.
this has happened with everyone that I talk to, that before I talk to them, I imagine them with a certain voice, inevitably. And of course, I'm always wrong, right?
Well, you can imagine that's gonna improve over the next number of years.
Maybe.
Cause that's because the interface that inevitably makes everybody sound the same.
Yeah.
I can't wait till I can just go, computer.
Yeah, that would be quite nice. Get an iPhone, maybe.
Look at that one Next Generation episode where Riker's like, Bridge, if you need me, I'll be on holodeck 3.
Are you a fan of Star Trek?
I would have to say yes.
Right.
I'm not a Trekkie. I don't consider myself a fan of Star Trek.
Yeah.
I just like it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go to conventions and stuff, but you like it.
Yeah. Because it had a mentality, or I mean, there was at least a pretext of, or I mean, no, I mean, it's not just a pretext. Everything had to add up, always, or people would scream bloody murder. And that's what I appreciate about these types of fictional whatever is logical internal consistency
Yeah, I see what you mean.
people don't do things, especially in movies. People do, in movies are full of things that make absolutely zero sense that just look good on camera.
Yeah. Very true.
That people aren't going to do these things in real life.
I guess that they don't have the time or the energy to make them consistent.
It's not that. It's that there's certain images have a, maybe it's, I don't know if it's inherently, but, or if it's been trained, or both at least, that, I don't know, it just looks different than if an actual person standing in front of you.
Right.
It's like more, it's, it has attributes. You just kind of are, I guess it's training.
Right.
Some learned.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll be going and doing some stuff. And
Yeah, I should
maybe we can
probably go to
have the
sleep.
interview another day.
Well, hopefully a day when I'm less drunk, but not so drunk, because if I was completely sober, I probably wouldn't say much of anything.
Okay, that's fine then.
This is boldness. All right.
All right, so have a good night, man.
Well, thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks to you. Bye.
Night.